Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Robert Rippey joins us. He's with the International Gaming Institute and Blackfire Institute at UNLV. Here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Ring in the holidays with $350,000 Big Holiday Extravaganza at Carson Valley Inn. Over 1,000 winners. Weekly cash, free playing up to $10,000 in cash every Saturday. And two grand prize drawings. Win up to $20,000 in cash. Tis the season for winning big at the Carson Valley Inn.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
What fun it is to win during the $100,000 Christmas giveaways at Tamarack Casino. Up to $17,000 in cash and free play giveaways each week. And over $20,000 in giveaways on New Year's Eve, including up to $10,000 in cash. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Nevada Newsmaker Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Robert Rippey. He is with the International Gaming Institute and the Blackfire Institute at UNLV in Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's great to be back.
All right, so I'm going to ask you to dream up a scenario for me. 10 years from now, what is Las Vegas and its gaming going to look like?
Oh, what a great question. So I think, and again, this is my opinion. I don't have any evidence to support what it's going to look like 10 years from now. I have some trends that may influence my projection, but I would suggest, A, you're going to see a certain amount of what we see today in terms of casino floor. So you'll see table games, slot machines, some form of sports book. Now, they may not look like they look today. We may play those games in an augmented reality world or a virtual reality world, but I think you'll see other types of games, games that are very immersive, that are definitely played in a augmented world or a virtual world. I think we'll see the types of entertainment that makes Las Vegas so fun. Live performances. I think we'll see the array of restaurants, although we'll probably see more robotics around roles in the, not just the restaurants, but in the city in general. I think we'll see a completely different mode of transportation. I think going from one resort to the other will no longer be going out to hail a taxi. I think we will have a better, more efficient and more environmentally friendly way of doing that. And then lastly, I think I'm just projecting here. I think the exteriors of the buildings will become to create an even bigger experience than they are today. I mean, they're a pretty amazing thing today from an architecture perspective and, you know, all of the elements that go with it, but take it beyond that. I'm thinking like Blade Runner type things where it's just overwhelming in the whole city and giant, bigger than life holographs are in the air. So I really think it's going to still be the place you go for entertainment, but it will have a new technology power that will kind of take it into a new era.
All right, so I want to approach some of these topics that you've raised here. So when you're at the corner of Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard by the Cosmopolitan, That looks like Times Square to me, and you know, but times 10, because those billboards are so huge and the graphics so clean. It has surprised me that that's not been more the setting for visuals from Las Vegas. Perhaps it's because there isn't a particular place where a reporter could stand, because the traffic's pretty crazy there. More so than perhaps the Bellagio and the fountains, which are wonderful, but they're not new anymore.
Right.
So I mean, I certainly would agree with you there. Virtual reality. It's fascinating to watch virtual reality now on YouTube, even without the virtual reality glasses, but to see what they're doing. How do you see this? Do you see this as a way to have groups interact with each other when they go to visit Las Vegas, to be able to play games with each other through virtual reality?
So I think the answer is more in the groups than the technology. We know that generations behave differently around technology, and the younger generations, and let's just say younger is 21 to 30 years old, are highly social as a cohort of people in similar ages. They want to share experiences together. You can walk down the strip any night of the week and you see groups of young people having fun together. You can go to any of the festivals here and you rarely see individuals, couples. What you see are groups. So the sharing of and participating in things like games is a very powerful trend. And so the answer to your question is yes, I do see that. I do see an experience where groups of people are sharing in a virtualized experience, some of which may involve gaming, some of which could involve music or other forms of entertainment. But I think it's done more as a group rather than as, you know, and you look at like slot play, for example, is relatively a solitary activity. I mean, you do play when your friends or your spouse is with you, but it's really kind of designed around one person. Now, there are some game design companies who are moving that boundary now and trying new things. But when we put it in the context of the scenario you gave, we really do take this kind of socialized gaming, if you will, where we're doing it as a group, and maybe that group is a few people, maybe it's hundreds of people all participating in the same game.
All right, so there's a certain irony here, because young people communicate through their phones. It's a common thing now to hear, I thought I replied to your text, but obviously I didn't. There's a lack of communication, which is not unusual with youth and older groups, right? And people have been concerned that people are living in an isolated world in their late teens and 20s. But what you're saying is that they're way more social than we have been led to believe.
Yeah, I do believe this. And I think the evidence and the research supports this. There's a paradigm shift. We view communication and interaction as person to person, live, around each other, physical. There's an entire generation that views it differently. Doesn't mean either one is right. They're not. They're just different. And what they view it as is that the online interaction is no different than the physical interaction. I've been teaching here for over 7 years now, and I interact with young people every single day. And I will tell you that they do not view a significant difference between interacting with their friends in person or interacting with them on a social media platform. It's all the same thing in their world. Now, we view that as two separate paradigms. They do not. It's one. It's interaction, period. So our definition of that is not the same definition they hold.
All right. Makes sense. Yeah, it does. But how does that affect something, for example, like television? You know, we are used to a, you know, 100-year-old, maybe not a 100-year-old, but a 60 or 70-year-old version of television. Does that go away because it's not interactive with the older generations?
Well, it has been. If you look at viewership of traditional broadcast television among our age group, it's fairly consistent, right? Now it shifts based on different patterns of entertainment, shows that are put on. Netflix emerged, so we watch movies on platforms like that now. We watch sports on other networks. But to a younger generation, interactivity is a very important element. And the ability and interactivity can be defined as playing a role in whatever media you're consuming, or it could be chatting on a stream that you can share an open consciousness of thought while other people are watching the same thing with people you don't know. And that gave rise to platforms like Twitch, which is a gaming media streaming platform, where while people are consuming the entertainment that Twitch is streaming, they're also commenting to each other. They're in a chat that's flowing on the screen. So in a sense, they are interacting with the entertainment as well. So I think the answer to your question is, when traditional broadcast media begins to embrace that this is a younger generation's behavior, you'll see some of those interactivity elements begin to show up. And when they do, then it will move as well. The other thing that I think is important to understand is one of the things that the access to the internet and streaming platforms enables is this kind of long tail viewership. We no longer have to rely on three networks to deliver entertainment to us. We could go to virtually hundreds of thousands of networks on online media and find things that are only of interest to a few people, that these are things that we're really passionate about, or millions of people who just happen to like this. And so this kind of long tail, if you will, of a lot of choice will play a role as well. And that media is no longer dominated by large players, but rather it's kind of fragmented into small pieces.
All right, so that leads to the next question, which is, the pie becomes bigger, the slices become smaller. How do you generate revenue to be able to pay for this?
Yeah, great question. So we know right now, if we look, there are several basic revenue models. There's a subscription model, which most of them use, right? You got to pay a monthly fee just to access this content. And if the relationship between the fee and the type of content is sufficient, people will subscribe. The other is pay-per-view, right? That's been around for decades, and it's in its kind of sports form and movie form, but it takes on a different role when we take to, you know, individualized events. And then the third, of course, is the model that's been around since the advent of broadcast, which is sponsorship advertising. And this is a harder one to solve, because as a former advertising executive, you're trying to get as many eyeballs to see your ad as possible, the impressions. That's not possible in a very fragmented environment. However, the audience you can get could be very aligned with what you do. I remember reading a study years ago that NASCAR did about what type of advertisers perform best with NASCAR content. And it was logically those companies that were in the automotive field. So automobile companies did really well. Oil companies did really well. On the other hand, if you took something that was not endemic to automobile racing, I don't know, make something up like saddles for horses, they might do okay, but they aren't going to do nearly as well as those that are endemic. So I think the advertising model begins to line up with the content so that it makes sense. The last piece, and we see this in motion pictures a lot, where there's paid placement, where it's just so happens in this motion picture that the person brings up a certain beverage brand. Well, that beverage brand paid to be in that picture, in that scene. So that kind of paid placement, it's another form, it's another model of revenue. Whether it works or not, I think research says sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But I mean, those are here today. What we can come up with going forward and innovate new revenue streams, I think, is entirely up to the producers of content themselves.
By the way, I just as a sidebar here, I thought that the story the New York Times ran yesterday about Budweiser and having to change their marketing on the fly for the World Cup because Qatar, for the most part, refused to allow them to sell beer was just brilliant.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree. I think that's an interesting example. First of all, I mean, they got caught in a bad position, right? They assumed that what they were promised was actually going to happen. Unfortunately, the rules changed. They couldn't, but they reacted really interesting. And you know, they could come out ahead on that game, right? They're going to get a lot of positive publicity as a result of it in the markets where they do serve alcohol.
I think they will get the gold medal at the Advertising Hall of Fame. Let's take a break. More with Robert Rippey when we come back.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org. Snorkel personnel lifts are engineered beyond the industry norm to an uncommon level of safety and durability, and with an eye towards sustainability. They're also designed to be simple to operate and maintain. Snorkel, always at the cutting edge of progress.
Ring in the holidays with $350,000 Big Holiday Extravaganza at Carson Valley Inn. Over 1,000 winners. Weekly cash, free playing up to $10,000 in cash every Saturday. And two grand prize drawings. Win up to $20,000 in cash. Tis the season for winning big at the Carson Valley Inn.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Robert Rippey. He's with the International Gaming Institute at UNLV, also Blackfire Institute. So I wanted to go back to a topic we were talking about earlier. And this is esports, something that you are very much involved with. I have been looking at this for several years now and been astonished at how huge it is. I mean, when I say I've been looking at it, 10, 15 years of watching this around the world. Why is it that the gaming industry is so slow to pick up on things like this? Now, they're starting to get involved now that gambling will be allowed as well. But why wouldn't the gaming industry look at this and go, there are tens of millions of people involved in this around the world. They're prepared to watch it on their computer, watch other people playing video games. Why are we not doing stuff like this already? Why is the gaming industry so slow to pick up on these trends?
Well, I think, A, it's a complex trend. It's difficult to understand. So we get that there's a lot of people that watch it. So what do we do about it? I mean, you know, I think that's their bigger question. And there's a couple of factors, I think. There's many, but I think there's two that stand out in my mind more than anything else. The first one is a bias that we all have as humans called a status quo bias. When things are good, it's hard to kind of say, let's change things. If you look at GGR for the last, since the pandemic, it keeps setting record amounts. So it's pretty hard to say, well, this is, you know, broken, because it's not broken, obviously. It's working pretty well, but it's hard to drive change. Change is about, you know, not for the audience that they reach today, but the audience 5 and 10 years from now, to your hypothetical a few minutes ago. You know, 10 years from now, the people who are 30 years old are going to be your primary customer. And their desires and trends and habits in gaming are different. That's what esports is telling us, is that they're different. They like games and participate in games of which skill is a significant component. That's what video games tells us, is that video games are skill-based games. So what you do impacts the outcome of the game. The more you play the game, the better you get at the game. And, you know, the game has a journey and it's a path. You know, those are common fundamental components of video game design that help them to be successful. So I think the industry is aware of esports. They have tried different ways to understand, can we find a convergence between gambling and esports, and have tried things and, you know, met with really pretty poor success. So they're like, well, we're just not sure what to do. But I think the answer lies not so much in trial and error as it is in understanding what it is about video game play and spectators of video game play that makes them so compelled to do that. Right. All right, why do people watch video game play? Yeah, Sam, go ahead.
All right, so here's my thought from 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You take a convention center at any hotel or Las Vegas Convention Center, whatever, and you bring in the top 20 esports players in the world, and you put up a prize of whatever, $100,000, $500,000, $1 million. The numbers of people that are going to watch that around the world are going to blow up your servers everywhere. I mean, isn't that the way you do it?
Well, I think that's one of the ways. Events are one very important part of esports. They play a very big role. And we do big events here like nobody else does. And so I agree with you. I think that is a good idea. And we do some of that now. A couple of the resorts do host large esports events, but nobody could do it on a Las Vegas scale, right? Where you have a $10 million prize pool or a $100 million prize pool, some kind of outrageous number that will attract those professional players. You got to remember, they're like any other professional athlete. Their schedule is driven by their competition. And so, you know, they're playing in a tournament in Hamburg and then playing one in Rio and then playing one in Tokyo and then New York. So it's difficult to get them to say, yeah, I'll do that. So what it has to be is kind of this over the top, really like monstrous event that we do really well in this city. And they're like, wow, that's it. That's like the biggest event ever done in the world. And therefore, your theory that you would generate hundreds of millions of views is absolutely true. You would generate across the planet. People who love esports would tune in to watch something that's a spectacle like that of a huge scale. And then possibly you use that either in and of itself, like we're doing with the Grand Prix, to just drive, you know, over a period of time, or you make it a sustained effort where you have this great big one like UFC does, and then you have very regular events occurring one after another to kind of build that brand that this is the home of high-level competitive esports.
Okay, so right before we go to break, I'm going to throw this out there. The Sphere, when completed, you put it inside and outside that building. Done, game over. You can have that for the rest of your life. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back with Robert Rippey after this timeout.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. Entertainment here at the Carson Valley Inn is extraordinary.
Yeah, super proud of the TJ's Corral, our outdoor venue, about 1,500 seats. We've had first-class entertainment out there. We've had Merle Haggard, we've had Chris Young, we've had Lee Bryce a couple times, we've had Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, who's in the Hall of Fame. We're real proud out there, and it's just a great time. Watch CarsonValleyInn.com. Grab those tickets early. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with Robert Rippey with the International Gaming Institute and Blackfire Institute at UNLV. For those watching on television or on the podcast, you can see UNLV, and then there's a wheel connected to it. What is that, sir?
That's a robot. So that is a small robot built by a company called Piaggio Fast Forward. And it's what we kind of refer to as a cobot. So it doesn't have an artificial intelligence to it, and it doesn't do things autonomously. It helps humans to perform their jobs better. So this robot has computer vision. It pairs to my legs and follows me wherever I go, carrying whatever I may need. So if I'm a painter, it carries all of my tools inside of it. And it follows me. It stays charged all day long, and it can carry up to 40 pounds, go around corners, up and down ramps, etc. So it's a job, it's a tool, a technology that helps me perform at a more efficient level or more productive level.
Robert Rippey, what a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Please come back soon.
Anytime, Sam.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com, tollsdevelopment.com.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Oh, what fun it is to win during the $100,000 Christmas giveaways at Tamarack Casino.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.